I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1937. That was the day a truce came in the Stockton Cannery Workers' Strike. It was a pivotal moment that embodied the conflicts of the 1930s labor movement. The AFL initially wrote agricultural workers off as unorganizable. They soon raced to unionize California canneries ahead of the International Longshoremen's Association's march inland to organize warehouse workers. By early April, Agricultural Workers Union 202221, representing five canneries, demanded higher pay, better working conditions, and a closed shop. The canners and growers refused on the basis that they had just granted a 25% raise to the workers. They then attempted to spike union support among workers, whether AFL or CIO, by arguing, quote, one was dominated by communists, the other by racketeers, so take your choice. Soon, they formed a Citizens Labor Investigating Committee to thwart the impending strike. Picket lines went up in the early hours of April 15th. Growers and canners appealed to law enforcement to do something and appealed to the public to enlist in the forcible reopening of the canneries. Dubbed the Pick Handle Army, anti-union forces joined the sheriff's department in confronting the strikers on the 23rd. There, they battled with picketers for over 3 hours in what is referred to as the Spinach Riot. Picketers confronted scabs and spinach delivery drivers and were beaten, gassed, and shot by sheriff's forces, resulting in one death and 58 injuries of strikers. Considered one of the worst labor battles in California's history, the State Federation moved to strip the union of its charter once the truce was called. They reorganized workers as Cannery Workers Union 20676 and won sole recognition. But agricultural workers would remain unorganized for years to come.